are becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Oh yes, of His Christ.
Something unique. Beloved, we have to organize ourselves. But the greatest organization is that we study the scripture and sanctify ourselves and make ourselves available and obey the commandments of God and go out. And we'll be called, sanctified, made meek, and sent out. So if we are sitting down here, we are not doing it. But I want to thank God that in our humble way, we are pressing on. And I want to thank you also that you are pressing on. As a new nation and a chosen people, even the new Jerusalem, Christ Jesus is for us. And we thank the Lord that this responsibility has come to us. That we should lead the church and nation in thanking the Lord God, our God, celebrating the victory. By His grace, we shall do that. By His grace, we shall witness the outpour of His Spirit in a mighty way that day. By His working power and grace, knees will bow and mouths will declare that Jesus is Lord. It is unfortunate in this regard that the government has lacked courage to stand clear, true, and well with Jesus Christ. The President Kufo administration is shying away from honoring Jesus Christ. They don't want to honor the Lion of Judah, the Savior and Redeemer, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who fought and won the victory for Ghana. It would as if political expediency is forcing the government to dishonor even the president's own pledge that every year before independence, there will be a worship service to honor God. He made it at the Blaster Square, Independence Square. This year they said, oh, churches will have services where? In the chapel. And Muslims also what? They didn't say people should pour libation in their shrines. They are shying away. Kufo is shying away from the very statement he made. When the church assembled, right? And we have service at Independence Square, the first year, 2001, isn't it? Yes, on March. I think March something before, 4 or 5 before March 6. They are shying back because the Muslims will say, you are giving what? Christians too much honor. So to avoid, what is this nonsense about? It's nonsense. Kufa is not prepared to honor Jesus Christ as the Savior. And the church could not do anything about it. The God who won the election for them and who redeemed this country from satanic manipulations a la Rollins and Co. They are not able to thank Jesus Christ. Is it not true that Rawlings was a bedfellow of Muslims? Is it not true? Didn't he say that he preferred Muslims to Christianity? Because Muslims allow bloodshed and Christianity doesn't permit bloodshed. Are the Muslims not his friends? Though Dr. Williams was always in the castle. What has happened to and now you're European? It's not even 2 years, 3 years. Then we have forgotten how we came into power. At this year's independence celebration, the government did not feel free to honor President Kufuor's work to organize special church thanksgiving service. to thank God for the redemption of our country. Ghana's wonderful redemption story is being overshadowed by religion and political expediency. Who gave? If you are here and you have tell the politicians, Brother Kupo, tell your friend. I send you to him. What is his name? The general secretary, what is his name? Dambuche. He's your friend. Tell him. Tell him that Bible says they have been unfaithful to God. And they should be very careful. Tell him. I say, they are being unfaithful to God. And they be very careful. Because the power that gave the power to him can take it from them. You can think that it is, the Lord will say, I want to listen to that portion again. I see they made some sacrifice and blood got them their independence. Woe betide that. We shall not stand here and allow that to happen. Beloved, we at GES will stand for the church, for the governorship of Ghana. After all, the battle has been our lot all this year. Nobody fought the battle with us. Few, if there were any, who fought with us. We were denied. We were rejected. We were made a reproach because of this. Beloved, we will march on. We march on. You didn't agree with me. We march on. Let us stand up to sing this song. Shall we stand up? Ijemo amoha wo Tony yonwe. If you can't sing it in T or Ga or Ebe, you can sing it. Nothing we are about. Go. What? Please, let's stand together. Go. Ye Jemo. Let's praise, let's thank the Lord, let's pray and thank the Lord for our country. We're standing here and praying for Ghana on behalf of the church and nation. Some of the churches prayed last Sunday. We are not doing our part. Lord, our God, when we are. Thank you, Father, for our country. We thank you for our people. And we thank you for our government. And we thank you for all the forces of unity and love and peace in our country. Father, we come against the enemy that wants to destabilize this, the affairs of this nation. And we want to come against the enemy that doesn't want to accept you, our God of our land. We commit these joint forces of enemy of God to you. And we pray that in your own wisdom and mighty way you take care of them. Contain and destroy all the powers and tactics by which they want to disrupt the progress of this country and your glory in our land and the affairs of our country and of Africa. We pray that, Lord, as you asked to pray for our president, we pray that, Lord, he will never forget that he sat on that throne first because you put him there. And he can only remain there if you keep him there. That no other power, no blood, no power could have put him there but you. And in his day, let him hear your voice. In the night, let him hear your voice. When he wakes up from sleep, let him hear your voice. And when he's asleep, let him hear your voice. And let no power deceive him. And let no strange voice confuse or seduce him. We come against Satan in the name of Jesus. We come against the structure of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we come against any works of darkness to confuse our president. And we pray that, Lord, he will continue to believe in you. But above all, we pray that he will come to know the true you. Yes. If the Roman Catholic Church cannot present Jesus Christ to him, we are prepared to receive him. And we take him from that church and let him come and worship with us, that he will come to know the true God. I take authority over his soul and mind and spirit, and I break him from that forces of darkness, that he will come to know the true God and worship him in spirit and in truth, so that it will be well for our nation, and it will be well for the church, and it will be well for the people, and it will be well for Ghana, even this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Let's come for Jesus Christ. Beloved, let us remember the battles we fought. Let us forget not what happened to us when we hand over the redeemed nation to President Kufuor a year ago. It is Christ that won the victory again for us. Since we handed over the nation to President Kufuor here a year ago, we had to take control of our coup, Abetifi, Kumasi, and other places. We have had to continue to fast and pray for this nation, that the nation is not destabilized. They attacked me and pretended they were armed robbers. And the Lord told me that from May last year, he will set the machine against the armed robbers. And we see what is happening. Gradually, they are giving way. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. But I wouldn't have been standing here this year. And one doesn't know what would have happened to this society. And therefore, one wouldn't know what would have happened to Ghana. Because if I had died at the society has been shaken and disrupted. The enemy would have taken Ghana again because there's nobody standing where in the gap. Now we made promise to President Kufuor last year that we stand in the gap, we stand on the walls, and we stand at the gates. And thank God we have fulfilled that and we are still continuing. Amen. And the Lord is causing us and reminding us of this today in the prophecy that we should not abandon our positions. And we should realize that when man is given an assignment and refuses, it costs suffering and pain to their generation. So let us not fail Christ. Let's not fail God. And let's continue to stand in the gap. That Ghana shall continue to be a land of peace. We are getting, Ghana is claiming that it's a land of peace. But you know what we have to do before this peace will be real today. Hallelujah. So we want to pray with you. We want you to continue to believe and to be assured within your soul that we have a duty. And if anybody will fail this country, we should never fail this country. And not this country alone, but Jesus Christ and our God. And if God will continue to find us faithful, it shall be done, whatever he promises. And in his prophecy today, he said it's time for fulfillment. I thank God that the seed of the woman has bruised the head of the serpent. And Ghana is free today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will do the formal celebration Saturday, April 5. God willing, at the Independence Square or any other place. Today, however, the Lord would have me remind us what we have done somewhat today is to do the celebration spiritually. But we do the formal one where? On Mount April 5th. However, the Lord would have me remind us of one beautiful scripture. I put it in a different way. But John chapter 1 verse 12. What did he say? But before he said that, what did he say? He came on his own. Received him not. Many us received him. The message of today is he came unto his own. My message today, our message, the Lord gave me this scripture. He came on his own. But it's not one chair. I know. But I'm using one chair, but I'll explain. The Messiah was promised Israel to be born of the stock of Jesse. In the fullness of time, the prophecy was fulfilled and the promise became real. The child became born. The son giving arrived, but Israel, his own people, received him not. But he said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is the truth about our country. Ghana has believed on the name of Jesus Christ and has been adopted as a nation of God's own people, and granted a new name, the New Jerusalem, or in other words, a new word, Israel. Beloved, the new nation and people of Ghana, which has emerged from trust in God through faith in Jesus Christ, is not the same as the vision of the fathers. Dankwa was a traditionalist. Nkrumah was a modernist, an atheist, and a socialist. If you want to use another word, Nkrumah was a progressive. Dankwa was a traditionalist, but Nkrumah was a progressive. Neither of them will honor Jesus Christ. The Ghana they envisage is not the same as the Ghana of today. The Ghana where chiefs and elders steep in tradition and custom ordered by and observed at the command of demons, deities, gods and goddesses is not, repeat not, the new Ghana of today. This new Ghana that God calls what? The New Jerusalem. It's not the Dankwa vision of Ghana. And it's not the vision that Nkrumah had for this same country. The third Ghana, now we have a third Ghana. There was the old Ghana. And there was a Ghana, Dankwa, Nkrumah Ghana. But today, there's a Jesus Agbozo Ghana. Jesus, G-E-S what? Ghana. This new Ghana is different. And God has given this new Ghana a name called what? The New Jerusalem. The philosophical, ideological, and social order envisaged in Nkrumah's consciousness And the Nkrumahistic social order is not the same as the new Ghana. Beulah Land. Kingdom Glory State. Star of Africa. Nkrumah didn't have Beulah Land in mind. He could not consider the possibility of what? Kingdom Glory State. It was not given him. No. We have a new Ghana. And this is the truth. He came on his own. But his own received him. He came to our fathers. But they received him not. And yet, through time, Israel is struggling to receive Jesus. But Ghana has received Jesus today. And we have crowned him as Messiah, King of Kings, and what? Lord of Lords. And when we talk of Ghana, Beulah, and King of Kingdom Glory State, we only have who in mind? Jesus Christ. It's not a Muhammad Ghana. It's not a Bozo Ghana for that matter. But who's Ghana? Jesus Christ. The truth is that Ghana has been chosen. But it required a people, a generation, a people, a generation, a people, a generation of Ghanaians that will accept Jesus and honor him as the God of the land. They will tell us Christianity is a white man's religion. They will tell us the missionaries brought us. We thank them for education and the hospitals. But we'll do our own thing. Our fathers and our ancestors are there. And you have some village pastors and blinded professors working in darkness and the stupor of stupidity, claiming that they were enlightened people when they are surrounded by darkness that they don't know. But beloved, you and I, by the grace of God, have seen the light. And we have accepted the light on behalf of Ghana. We stood in the gap. They killed us. They rejected us. They called a name. Our own people undermined us. They betrayed us. But we stood. And today Ghana is free. I say what? We stood. No, we did what? We stood. And today what? Ghana is free. Let them argue. Let them call names. Let them go to their own records, what they have stated and what they have written and what they have believed in their hearts and what is written in the books of heaven. Whether they did honor Jesus Christ and have accepted him as God of our land. And while we were declaring him as Lord, they were kicking and booting us, waiting that we shall fall and never rise again. But they will never identify. In the running time, it was a fashion not to identify yourself with a Bozo. Otherwise, they will brand you as what? A fanatic, and they will kill you. The other day, I went to the Christian Council, and one old man said, "Hey, I got a mumble." I saw you have suffered, oh. Praise the Lord. Some people have all kinds of pictures about me. Brethren, Simon Azori had denied Jesus Christ and accepted Rawlings as his boss. And he will not let Agbozo have any impact on GPC. Pretending that Regina. But you know, where is Azori today? Where is Azori today? Where is the Ghana Pentecostal Council that Azori led? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They have consistently refused because they don't want to honor what? Disobey what? Orders from the castle. That's one of these GES men. You know, they will not allow me to preach in their churches. Because if they allow me to preach in their church, they will be called to the castle to give an account. Why should they allow this man to preach in their church? So to be on the same, oh, brother is our father, our brother. But don't bring this woman, this man here. They will go to the castle and eat with the thieves. I told one man the other day, you say you want to change Ghana. How can you be eating at Jezebel's table? I said, you want to, you are eating at Jezebel's table. And you said, God, you want to change your mind. How can you bring transformation when you are eating the person, the one who you want to change her own table? Praise the Lord. Atamir says his friend is what? Prayer partners is Dr. Ahu, Abaje Mensa, Aji Asare, and those people. And they prophesied that he will win the election. And we were, and radio is a top radio. And the Scripture Union representative said, we want a man who knows God. You know, it means at a meal. And I was telling them that you'd be surprised. And it became, you know, like a joke. The two of us were discussing something before on Anya Nimbody's program. I told the listeners that don't be misled. God has his own man to be there. Praise the Lord. It's the same thing in 1979. They told me, is it 79? 79. They told me that, oh, Pawuli was going to win the election. I told them no. And they almost killed me. And Liman won the election. Praise the Lord. I hear from God. I don't calculate by my mind. My own son, Divine Kuma, came to my house. He wanted me to confirm whether, you know, Atamil's election of Amidu, what's the man's name? Amidu as vice running mate. Martin Amidu. Martin Amidu pretends that is what? I won't say pretend. He's a Christian. And so, from that point of view, Atamir is more acceptable than Kufuor. Because Kufuor has chosen whom? A Muslim as a running mate. So they reject Kufuor. But the people have chosen Atamir before even they want to reason that Atamir has chosen Amidu. But I knew that Atamir will never. And about 2 years earlier, I told you in this house that if Atamir wins the election, I will not worship God again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the man comes to my house. He wanted a confirmation. I was sitting down, Boko, because I know that they have a union somewhere. Today, what are they? But Sister Clara said the Lord gave her a message about David and what? Goliath. We are little children. What did we do? We have no weapons. We have no large congregation. We have no TV ministry. We have no money. But we only come where? In the name of the Lord. They propose other things by which it will work. We said no. When we invited them for the march, you remember June 30th march, you remember? Did they come?
No.
Fools. And somebody told us, we think we can change things by the march. And the man was laughing at us. But that was the day that their die was cast. And Ghana redemption was completed. Beloved, he came on his own. And his own received him. But what? As many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? The children of God. Even to them what? That believe on his name. These are our secrets. Our faith, our belief what? In his name. That's what. We believe in his name. And our belief in his name is just not just Lord, Lord, but true faith. And we stood in the name of Jesus and pulled down Goliath by just prayer. Let's clap for Jesus Christ. I don't know that you are there. Are you here? Or you are somewhere else? God pulled down what? Goliath. By whom? Jesus. Let's clap for Jesus Christ. Goliath stood and called us names and defied the church, the God of the church. Defy the God that has called Ghana. And told us we were Philistines. And the Philistines rebuked us and cursed us by their God. And making fun. They said they are Christians. They said they are praying. We shall see. Praise the Lord. What did David say? I come in the name. And he just took a little what? Catapult. And thing. And directed it. And the Holy Spirit made sure that it got to the most vulnerable point. And opened. Now Goliath, they catch in a kick. A kick. The Philistines were looking on. NDC was calculating how they fell. Bagwin does not know the answer yet. But the fact is that a little stone of David pulled Goliath down. A great man. Let's go for Jesus! Hallelujah! Amen. Jesus has won. Jesus will say, yeah, yeah. Yes, you say, yeah. Amara, yes, oh, hey, yes, oh, hey, I, yes, you say, yeah. Will say, yeah, 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 Abara, yes, oh, yeah, yes, oh, yeah, amen. Tell somebody it is done. So be it, our Lord. Amen. The truth is that Ghana has been chosen of God for his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verse 12. Ghana has been chosen to lead the new Africa, reconciled with God, delivered and liberated from idolatry and the evil forces of darkness and all social order, redeemed unto God to be established in the name faith, power, and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son given. The new Ghana, the new Jerusalem, has a God, a Redeemer, a King and Lord, different from the old gods, tools, customs, tradition, and culture of even the recent Ghana. The Ghana that yesterday was is no more. In this new Ghana, even the new Jerusalem, the nation and government of people have accepted and believe in and honor the Son given and his name, and whose name is what? Jesus. And in the name of Jesus Christ, the nation stands to progress and prosper. This is our confidence that now that we have accepted Jesus Christ as the God of this land and King of glory, our nation will now prosper. The new Ghana, according to John 12, 1 and 12 and 13, what did he say? That as many as what? To them gave he what? Power. To become what? Who have what? Who were born? Not of blood. Not of what? Of the flesh. And not of what? Of the will of man. But what? By the Spirit of God. Beloved, this new Ghana is not going to be established on tribal lines. It's not going to be established upon blood relationships. I am Dagbani, you are Krobo. I'm Ashanti, you are an Ebe. These are blood. Our citizenship is not based on what? This old blood ties. Hallelujah. Amen. Our citizenship is not according to philosophical ideologies. Where men have their own way of organizing affairs. And now political parties are fighting about what? Which ideology and which manifesto and so on. It's not going to be done by the craftiness and intelligence of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is going to be built by our faith in what? God. By the Spirit of the living God. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The other day I read a newspaper, Friday last week. Is it? Yes, last Friday. Stand chat with a group called World Water Aid or something. Have built three what? Water what? Where's where? In Nkraka. My birthplace. But do you know that we had to go there and deal with what? The power is where? In the river, that stream? Which water they were drinking? Yeah. We've gone to liberate the people. Now the people will have water to drink. I've written to the people. Beloved, there have been some tanks, wells before, and they abandoned them. When they told me about, I read about it, I went through the record. I saw they are in different spots. Because there's something there which God is hiding. There's a power. There's something there. But we have been and liberated. Today, our people in Kraken, we have clean water. The power of that river is what? Is vanquished. You and I went there to liberate them. Progress shall come. It has followed. This is done by whom? The Spirit of God. The West, the African executive, chief executive of Stanchak, went to that village to take pictures of he opening the place. When I saw it, I laughed. I know that my God lives. Not because it's my hometown, but because we have gone to do what? Liberate. And the power that was obstructing progress was what? Cast out. So it's free. How they came to choose it is another question. But this is what God can do. Three wells at a time. And the Stanchard man was proud that they gave money for that. So he had to go to the village. And I saw them on TV. You know, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. The Lord told us the Ashanti kingdom were forcing President Kufuor to bring Ghana under the Ashanti's rule, isn't it? And he refused. And he refused. And it became unpopular with Asantehi. At that crucial moment, this Kampari, what's the man's name, from Burkina Faso? The president of Burkina Faso, what is his name? Kampari was coming to Ghana. And there must be a state word, Deba. Where did he take them? Somanya. Somanya. The Ashanti has become a Krobo. And the Krobos organized what? A Deba. And all the Akan chiefs in the eastern region went there too. Not that he has said goodbye to Akan. But Kofuor made a statement there. As soon as I saw that, I said, yes, my God is at work. Not because it was a seminar, but Kofuor had demonstrated that he cannot be brought under what? Ghana is free. Ghana is what? Free. Ghana is what? Free. Kofuor may not understand what he's doing, but the Spirit of the Lord is moving. This new Ghana is not built by what? Blood. Or by what? Flesh. Or by what? The will of man. By what? By the Spirit of God. By the Spirit. This is our inheritance. That's why you and I can come and pray and we can go and sleep. Our prayer works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The other day I prayed here. I said, I am asking Jehovah, I'm going to sleep and I want sign, and I've seen the sign. Jehovah proved that is Jehovah. Because I believe in the living God. Beloved, Ghana shall prosper.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why we have to warn Kofuor not to make the sad mistake like his predecessors. I told them that the predecessors passed away and they never recognized this Jesus. The new Ghana, the Lord God has given power to be considered and treated as the sons and daughters. The people of God. This new Ghana shall not stand in the image of tribes, customs, and old traditions and culture. But the new Ghana, with God as spiritual rock, with the law and way of God as a prescribed basis for organizing our society. And the true worship and righteousness and justice of God as a social order. Beloved, the spirit and power will be the base. The spirit and power of Jesus Christ will be the base of this new nation. And God himself, acting by and through Jesus Christ, the Son giving, will organize the affairs of our country according to his pleasure. All other names, powers, philosophies, gods, and connections are but what? Sinking sand. What is our conclusion today? We call upon Ghana to take notice of and honor the new Ghana. The spirit and power of the Son giving, even the Prince of Peace, otherwise called what? Emmanuel. Jesus Christ is the name. This is the name we shall believe in. And this is the name we shall call upon. And this is the name upon which we shall work out the destiny of our country. Jesus Christ is the new Ghana. Ghana will know and honor the name Jesus Christ. Brother Dustin, could you read for us in conclusion verses 10 to 14. John chapter 1. Solemnly, please come and read it solemnly.
He was in the world. And the world was made by him.
And the world was made by him.
And the world knew him not.
And the world knew him not.
He came unto his own.
He came unto his own.
And his own received him not.
And the own, even the Jews today, received him not.
But as many as received him.
But as many as received him.
To them gave he power.
To them gave he power.
To become the sons of God.
To become the sons of God.
Even to them that believe on
even
his
to
name,
them that believe on his name,
which were born not of blood,
not of blood, not by tribal blood the connections,
nor of the will of the flesh,
not by human arrangements and thinking power and processes, philosophies,
nor of the will of man,
nor the power, thinking power of man and his will to endure and press on, persevere. No.
But of God.
But of God.
And the Word was made flesh.
And the Word was made flesh.
And dwelt among us.
And dwelt among us.
And we beheld his glory.
And we beheld his glory.
The glory as of the only begotten Son.
The glory as of the only begotten Son.
Of the Father.
Of the Father.
Full of grace and truth.
We shall beheld the glory of Jesus Christ in our land, in our time. And this nation shall be full of what? Grace and truth. The Lord shall be our God forever. Amen.
He shall reign over his people, and he'll be their God. He shall reign over his people.